Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, Time of Prayer. I'm Dr. Laron Matthews, Overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located in the city of Harvey, Illinois, at 231 East 146th Street. We welcome you to be part of our services. If you're ever in the Chicagoland area, join us in our worship experience Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Thursday evening at 7 o'clock for prayer, and join us on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and look up Laron Matthews and be blessed by the ministry work that we share. The Word of God said in Psalm 50 and 5, it says, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. One of David's favorite sayings in the Word of God that comes alive. In a time where we all have shortcomings and we all have flaws, the hand of God is upon many of us in the midst of our struggles, our difficulties, and our challenges. Yet God still uses us as a vessel for the kingdom of God in our most difficult and adverse times. And we prepare to go into a time of prayer. Whatever you're asking the Lord to do in the midst of a crisis, tsunami, challenging, and difficult times, trust in God. Lean on him. Don't allow your vision to be hindered by your pain, your frustration, and your letdown. Self-control is a powerful tool in this hour, and we must use it in spite of how we feel and the direction for which we're going, and the direction for which we're going in. The power of God supersedes anything. Love is a masterpiece. We have to learn to use it through all time, hours, season, and situation. As we prepare to go into a time of prayer, we want you, the believers, to stay strong, be focused, continue to stay in the will of God. Let his perfect will be done. As we share, release, and prayer, our intercessors and prayer warriors are very pivotal to the earth man right now. And so if they prepare to come forth and release the word of God, we want the power of God's word to manifest through you as intercessors and prayer warriors. Thank you for joining us today. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer.
The scripture reading will be coming from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Your name, Jesus. We thank and praise you for today. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, praise you for today. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. You are magnificent. You are awesome. You are the all-knowing God. There is no other. Glory be to God. You are the first, the last. There is no other. We honor you, Father God. We highly lift you up, Father. We highly lift you up, Father God. We are so grateful for all you're doing in our lives and all you have yet to do in our lives. Glory be to God. Truly, you have kept us throughout. Glory be to God. For here we are today, coming together on one accord, believing and receiving that your yeses and yeses are yes All of our petitions are yes and amen. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. So we're and lending ourselves unto you, Father, believing and receiving for the things that you have for us to do in the kingdom, Father. Glory be to God. We're asking that you continue to wash us and purge us and purify us, Father God, that we be worthy, glory be to God, to sit at your feet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, that we be worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, that you wash things away that could cause us any distress. Hallelujah. That could offend you, my God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you forgive us of our sins today. Right up to this very hour, things that we've thought, things that we've done, things that we've said, my God, I ask that you forgive us of our sins today as we go forward in prayer today, Father. Glory be to God. Such a beautiful day. Hallelujah. Yet it's raining, but we see that as a washing and purging of the earth, Father God, clearing the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You're so wonderful. You're so magnificent. You're so awesome. Hallelujah. So anything we've said and done is going to offend you, Father. We just stand right here, hallelujah, boldly to say, forgive us, hallelujah. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father God, that we may go forward from this point on, Father God, in the newness of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the newness of you, hallelujah. So we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Your blood is so powerful. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah. What can make us new? What can wash us? Only but the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we faithfully and humbly say, thank you for being Abba, Father, hallelujah. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, precious, hallowed, precious, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, hallelujah, thy will, your will, not our will, hallelujah, thy will be done. Glory be to God, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we just thank you for giving us this day, for those of us who have risen and got in your word and meditated on your word, meditated on your precepts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fresh manna. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Fresh manna. Oh, glory. We meet you here, Father. I hear you. Hallelujah. We meet you here, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for today. We thank you for how you meet us right now, Father. In this hour of power, Father God, there will be deliverance. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance today. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you're touching the sick and the shut-in today. I thank you for touching my nephew, Roosevelt. Yeah, he's still in a coma. Get it out of the bathroom. Close to a month now. You're doing things, Father God, and your will be done. Hallelujah. I thank you for touching Sean, my cousin, who has necrosis and is about to have every toe taken. Give her the strength, Father God. Young woman, give her the strength to get through it, Father. We come against the spirit of suicide. You're meeting us here, Father. We thank you for meeting us here. Come against that spirit. Glory be to God. Touch the lives of each and every one's individual needs. You know the need before we even petition, my God. You know the need. Hallelujah. Our faith and hope is in you. We have a relationship with you, Father. We've seen you work. We've seen you do miracles in our lives that only you could do. Hallelujah. You're right now, God. Oh, right now, God. And we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for the mighty touch. You said to me, it's a mighty hand, Mary. And I believe you, Lord. Your hand is so mighty. Your hand is so mighty. It can change, mold, shape. Hallelujah. Your hand. Your hand upon us. Hallelujah. It's your hand that's upon us. Glory be to God. That's keeping us. That's moving us. Hallelujah. that's flowing through us, Father. Rivers of living water. Glory out of the Father. So much comes through your hand, a mighty hand. Get it out of the Father. Oh, glory be to God. I thank you for today. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. My God, we're grateful. Hallelujah. Right up to this day, you've just been constantly letting me know, hallelujah, how you're wooing us and how you want to be wooed. Glory be to God. How you want to be honored. How you want to be praised. Hallelujah. My God, and you're worthy. Hallelujah. We didn't. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. You're worthy. You're magnificent. You're awesome. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. You're awesome. Hallelujah. We love you so much, Father. Glory to God. We will not be distracted. Glory be to God. We come against all noises, anything to try to come against the move on this line. We call it nullified. Hallelujah. Jesus, clear the atmosphere. The children have come to bow down at your feet. In the atmosphere, we're here, Father, loving and believing, holding glory be to God to every word, to every breath. Hallelujah. That you breathe into us, Father God, your Ruach. Oh, glory be to God. We desire to keep our minds on you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we woo you today. We woo you, glory be to God. We tell you with everything inside of us, you are our Father. We're grateful to be counted, Father God, as your peculiar people. We hear the word in Deuteronomy that says that you avouch us as your peculiar people. Hallelujah. You're worthy. Sweet Holy Spirit, you're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, worthy. Now, Lord, as I stand here before your people, Lord, and humbly say, Lord, you produce the sound. You produce the sound through me that you choose, Father God, because we know that with you, Lord, sound is important. Glory be to God. Whenever you're releasing a movement in the earth realm, Father God, hallelujah, a movement of significance, Father God, in the earth realm, you do it with the sound. We thank you for your sound in each and every last one of us. When we open our mouths and speak out into you, Father God, that you hear our sound, that you come for our word. Hallelujah. And the enemy cannot hold up anything. Hallelujah. As we proclaim, as we declare, hallelujah, hallelujah, declare that it is so, and there will be no backlash to your word. We wait on the goodness and the change, glory be to God, that we're desiring for. We thank you, Father God, for wrapping your arms around us and holding us and keeping us and protecting us and nourishing us, hallelujah. Nourishing us, Father God, whispering in our ear, hallelujah, whether to turn left or to turn right. Ah, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your sound today. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Touch my lips, Father God. Touch my lips. Oh, Lord, this is for you, Father God. This is all unto you. What you touch each and every ear to hear, what you're touching every ear and heart and mind and soul, glory be to God. Let it be not of show, but only for your glory. Your glory. Hallelujah. Your glory. In Jesus' name, your glory. Glory. your way, Holy Spirit. Break us to follow ground. In the name of our soul says yes to your Father. Break up the follow ground. Hallelujah. We come with the spirit of meekness, Father God. Now we come with the spirit of meekness. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, glory out of the Bastunda of the Bastunda. I have a heat coming through my face. A heat is on my face. Get out of the Bastunda of the Bastunda of the Bastunda. We thank you for your healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now I lift up Evangelist Pollard for you, Father, unto you, Father. I ask you to touch your intercessor, glory be to God, and she forward in the things of you, Father. I ask that you give her the words to speak, the prayers to release, the changes that she come out of her vessel to the atmosphere. I ask that you touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I ask that you mold her lips as she speaks out into the atmosphere, that they be your clay. Glory in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask that the voice that she releases has so much of your power in it, Father God, that people even would be slain in the spirit right where they are, in their homes, at work. Glory be to God. I thank you that you meet every need that she has, Father. Every secret desire that she has, Father God. Thank you for her. Thank you. I thank you for Prophet Matthews. And glory be to God. I thank you for Prophet Matthews from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you for protecting him, Father God, in places. Hallelujah. In places. Glory be to God where his feet. Yeah. I thank you, Lord, that you heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you that you have molded his lips to say the things that you would have to be released into this atmosphere to cause change. I thank you, Lord, that you protect his body. Glory be to God. For it is a living instrument for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you protect his health. Get out of my soul, shut out of my say, in metal, those are hot. You see, the eye of let this shut out of my soul, get out of my soul. Thank you, Father God, that you protect his ministry. Get out of my soul, shut out of my soul, get out of my soul. In the name of Jesus. His ministry to the church, glory be to God, and especially his ministry to his home. Hallelujah. For he will not be a toy in the hand of the devil for anyone. Glory to the Father. Thank you for him, Father. Shed off everything. Glory to the Father. It's trying to attach itself to him unrightly. Unjustified, illegal. Give some more. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, protect his family, protect his parents, protect his children, protect his grandchildren. Glory be to God. His relatives. Get out of our shoes. Get out of our feet here. Protect his sound. In the name of Jesus. And now I ask you to protect all of those on the line. Glory be to God as well. Leaders, get out of our shun, get out of our seat here. Calling on the leaders, get out of our shun, get out of our shun, get out of our seat here. The leaders, get out of our shun, get out of our seat here. Nourish the leaders today, Father. Replenish the leaders today, Father. In whatever capacity that you have placed in me, Father. Glory be to God. Replenish, nourish, replenish. Yes, Lord, nourish, replenish. Get it up, I show you that I hear. In the name of Jesus. Bless your name. We thank you for today. We thank you for today. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Make it up, I spoke to Shadow. Our soul says yes to you, Father. Yes to you, Father. Get it up, I show you that I hear. Oh, glory be to God. Shed, get out of our son. Shed not that old mess. Get out of our son. Hallelujah. This new place. We thank you, Father, for shedding. Hallelujah. We're willing to shed. We're willing to drop it off. Get out of our son. Hallelujah. In places where we're holding on to it, Lord, we're asking you to give us the strength. Let it go. It said, get up, get out, and let it go. So we get out, we let it go. Make it the ma'ora. Ah, we will not let it hold us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Victory. We walk through this, Father God, with the victory, knowing that it's a fixed fight. Because you won, we win. Hallelujah. You told us it's not how we start, it's how we end. Glory. We desire to end. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to woo you. Glory be to God. To honor you. Glory be to God. We know you're a jealous God. There's none or nothing that you want in front of you, Father. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for the way you woo us and the opportunity to woo you, to tell you how much we love you, how much we appreciate you, how much we need you, not just for all that you do, but for who you are so great. For who you are so mighty, for who you are, glory be to God. Sweet Holy Spirit, glory be to God. Stay right here with us. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for a song, glory be to God. We thank you for how you minister to us in a song. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, worthy. Hallelujah. Magnificent. You've been so bountiful towards us, Father God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We wrap our arms and please ourselves, Father God, because we know it's a touch from you. Thank you for your hug on this afternoon. Glory be to God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you for the sound today, Father. Thank you for allowing me to release. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, on your breath. Hallelujah. Own your breath. Thank you for counting me worthy. Thank you, Jesus. You're so awesome. You're so awesome. Glory be to God. You're so worthy. You're so magnificent. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Touch the unsaved. That they will have this opportunity to know what it's like to be squeezed by you. Be touched by your love. Hallelujah. Let the peace that passes all understanding touch us all as we go forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I humbly say thank you. Because without you, I am nothing. Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Bless you, Evangelist. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We give you, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The highest praise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you are worthy of our praise, Father God. You are worthy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy, 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 and you're able, hallelujah, to do all things yourself. And we thank you for this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. And we thank you, God, that you are sitting high right now and you're looking low, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you are mindful of us, your people, Father God, on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, for Hallelujah, Evangelist Teasley, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as she poured out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and she sounded, oh God, the shofar, hallelujah, victory for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, victory in every area of their lives. She released the victory, Father God, on today. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would restore her afresh right now, that you would pour right back into her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all that she gave out, Father God, fill her up right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, fresh oil be upon her now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, even re-oil her lungs, restore her lungs, Father God, glory, hallelujah, give her new strength, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, as she blows out, hallelujah, sounds for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, sounds for the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as she intercedes, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you heard a request concerning her loved ones, Father God, glory, hallelujah, heal right now, set free right now, Father God, deliver right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you for doing it for her, Father God, meet every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, bring, hallelujah, I believe her nephew out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, bring him out, Father God, glory, hallelujah, with a testimony on his mouth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, touch the knees, Father God, glory, hallelujah, do it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, shift the atmosphere, Father God, we release the healing balm right now, Father God, upon them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you for your word that says, by his stripes, they were healed, hallelujah. So I call them healed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for your word that says healing is the children's bread, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. So I thank you for healing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for her family members, Father God. Even healing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give them a touch in their body, Father God, right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Give them a touch in the mind right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Shift and alter the mindsets right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cause the mind to be stayed on you, Father God, because you said in your word that you would keep those in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I release the peace into the atmosphere, Father God. The peace, Father God, over this line. Peace into the homes of your people, Father God. Peace, oh God, hallelujah, to your people all over the world, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, peace over in Jerusalem, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Peace in all 50 states and 7 continents, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, and we're going to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, I ask that, hallelujah, you will forgive us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even those carnal thoughts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, forgive us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, change us, Father God, from the inside out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. The times when we thought to even do evil, Father God, glory, hallelujah, against one another, Father God, to speak evil, oh God, against one another, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you cleanse us right now, oh God, soak us and saturate us in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, God, cleanse us with hyssop right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, let us stand pure, oh God, and holy before you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And let us walk upright before you, Father God, because you said in your word, oh God, because you are holy, we ought to be holy as well, Father God. So help us on today, Father God. Send help to your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, let us, oh God, stand up right before you and murder that flesh, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let there be a massacring of the flesh on this day, Father God, in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thanking you, God, right now, oh God, hallelujah, and standing on your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, where it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive and will heal their land. So, Father God, heal our land on today, Father God, as we come, oh God, hallelujah, with true repentant hearts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, crying out to you, oh God, for forgiveness, Father God, hallelujah. We just want to thank you, God, hallelujah, oh God, for Hallelujah, for causing us, Father God, to be on one accord with you in divine alignment with you right now in this very moment in time, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And even as you, hallelujah, have forgiven our sins, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and tossed them behind you back into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh God, for helping us to forgive others, Father God, that has spoke against us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that has set out traps and plots and plans and, oh God, and snares, oh God, hallelujah, to trip us up in, Father God. Help us, Father God, to forgive them. Oh God, even those that have betrayed us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, help us to forgive them. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and commit them to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, glory, hallelujah, so that you might heal them, Father God, that you might deliver them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we're blessing you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for doing it right now for your people, for shifting the atmosphere, Father God, for turning it around, oh God, even with the enemy, meant for our bad, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're turning it around for our good on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, that your word tells us that all things work together for the good that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose, oh God. So we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that good things are on the horizon for your people, Father God, on today, Father God. Those that, hallelujah, truly love you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, you're working it out right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, that you're working it out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the bodies of your people, divine healing is taking place now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. You're working it out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even in the finances, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. You're turning it around right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even that one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that needs that set amount of finances, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for that deadline they have to meet, Father God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are doing it right now for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we bless your name on today, Father God, because you are worthy. Oh God, hallelujah. You are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and you have not failed us yet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Do it now for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, do it now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you that you've already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and all we have to do, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is trust you. Because it's according to our faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Trust you like never before, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And begin, oh God, to bombard heaven with our praises. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. You heard our petitions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You've heard, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and you said in your word that, hallelujah, your promises to your people are yes and amen, oh God. So we thank you for that yes on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for that loud, astounding yes, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, for those, oh God, that love you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for those, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I seek that are also go by shit and he's the king. He come by shit and they're after coming down. He come on also go by shit. He come by shit. Thank you, Jesus, for doing it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for doing it. And Father God, we're lifting up, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, our children on today, Father God. And we thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, for covering them and keeping them, Father God. We thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're, hallelujah, that you're moving by your spirit in their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're giving them a sound mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're giving them peace, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Even in their decision making, Father God. We thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that you're, oh God, you're shifting their thoughts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're giving them a change of heart on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that the enemy has to take his hands off of them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that he can no longer speak to the thought, speak to the mind, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, because you're stating proof in their minds right now. You're stating proof in their minds right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and they shall walk upright before you, Father God. They shall, oh God, hallelujah, be planted onto their destiny track, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Their destiny shall not be cut off short, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're stirring up the gifts on the inside of them, Father God, and you shall use them like never before, Father God, and they're drawing nigh to you right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and we just want to bless you. We want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that they shall be who you called them to be in this life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, even for the mantles, oh God. Hallelujah, being passed down from them. To them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, from the parents, Father God, glory, hallelujah, those parents that are walking holy, upright before you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we just want to bless you, God, hallelujah, because you're worthy, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, that you're good to us, Father God, we thank you, God, for your mercy, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that has fell upon us on today, Father God, because you said your mercies are new every single morning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your favor on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your miracle signs and wonders being unleashed right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just want to bless you, oh God. We want to praise you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That Satan, oh God, hallelujah, is under our feet, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that none of his tricks, oh God, none of his poisonous plots and his traps and his plans will work against your people, Father God, we thank you for your word that says the gates of hell, hallelujah, shall not prevail against your people, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and even in this noonday watch, Father God, we bind up in, oh God, in the blood of Jesus, rebuke you right now, Satan, the blood of Jesus, rebuke you right now, fall back right now to the pit of hell. Fall back to the pit of hell. We put you on notice right now. We're not begging or pleading with you, but we put you on notice. You have been overthrown right now. You and your legion of demons and your legion of imps, for each and every one of them, we release right now 10,000 legions of angels to go in war against you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and we bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. It is so. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, are right now under the open heaven, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, and they can reach up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and grab, hallelujah, everything you promised them in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. We praise you, God, and we bless you, God. And Father God, we're praying for those that are bereaved on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we lift them up before you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We just come thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you are strengthening them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you're, hallelujah, that you're, oh, my goodness, God, hallelujah, that you're touching their hearts, Father God, that you're lifting up the heaviness off the heart, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're mending the broken heart. And you're softening the blow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And though they may not understand it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, they shall understand it after a while, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because we know, God, hallelujah, everything you do, Father God, is excellent. Everything you do, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is flawless, and you make no mistakes, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, hallelujah, just comfort them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let the families of the bereaved walk on one accord, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Love on one another. Be the strength of one another, Father God. And Father God, release the finances they need, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for all of the arrangements to lay their loved ones to rest, Father God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, restore right now those that are brokenhearted, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that have been downtrodden and hurt, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for people they trusted and loved, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, restore right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Back to them, Father God. The joy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Restore their faith back in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God, for doing it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we're lifting up right now, oh, God, hallelujah, our overseer prophet, Levon Matthews, on this day, Father God. And we're praying, Father God, for strength, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're praying, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would just touch him right now, Father God. Give him a touch from you right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch him in his mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Strengthen him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Shift his very atmosphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Meet every one of his needs by your riches and glory, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that everywhere his feet tread shall be blessed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for the angelic host that you have surrounded around him, Father God, as he come and he go, Father God. Even when he wake up and plant his feet on the ground, Father God, they already prepared the ground for him, Father God. So I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the hedge of protection around him and his family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, all of his loved ones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, his father and his mother, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, his children and the grandchildren, the siblings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the ministry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what you're doing in his life. Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you're encouraging him, Father God, and speaking to him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Take him higher and deeper in you and your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Unlock new mysteries to him, Father God. New codes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, use him, oh, God, for such a time as this, Father God. And I thank you, God, for elevation. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you taking him higher and higher and higher, oh, God. And I declare right now and decree, hallelujah, that he's untouchable by the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what you're doing in his life, oh, God. And we just bless you for prophet Veron on today, Father God, Matthew, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God, and we pray for your kingdom leaders all over the world, Father God, all of the kingdom leaders connected to this line, Father God, and we just want to bless you, God. We want to praise you, God, for moving by your spirit in their lives and meeting their needs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and we thank you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah for even their families, covering them and their families, keeping them in safety and in peace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment against them shall be condemned, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that it is condemned. It is condemned. Every tongue, oh, God, every wagon tongue, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're snatching it out right now. You're landlocking the lion, Mr. Lucifer, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah for what you're doing right now, Father God, and we're binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every bit of white magic and black magic, oh God, every dark thing, every high and haughty thing that has sought itself against your knowledge and your power, oh God, on today, Father God, we're binding it up. It's being cast into the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah that you're rising up right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're scattering the enemies, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for you just doing a sweeping, oh God, a sweeping and a cleaning, Father God. Cleaning up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Those, hallelujah, that try to connect themselves, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, on false pretenses, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that the counterfeits have been exposed. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those cloning spirits, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those spirits that come to covet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for uncovering them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We want to bless you, God. Hallelujah. Now help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to keep on standing flat-footed and unmovable and unshakable. Oh, God, abounding in your grace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to stand, Father God, and not give up, Father God, and not throw in the towel in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because this is the hour of blessing. This is the hour of harvest for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, many times we get so close, Father God, to the blessing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, the adversary comes in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and tries to shift us. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, so we won't obtain the blessing, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. But we thank you right now, oh, God, hallelujah, that you have you, the devourer, for our sakes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we shall obtain exactly, oh God, hallelujah, each and every promise that you, each and everything that you have promised us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even those long-time prayer requests, things that we've had, hallelujah, before you for many years, we thank you, God, that they shall manifest in this season, in this hour, oh God. They shall manifest quickly and swiftly, oh God. They shall not tarry any longer, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for salvation, oh God, for our families, Father God, for those that don't know you, Father God. We thank you that you're bringing them in, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation for each and every person you created, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the lost, Father God, we thank you, God, that they shall come to know you, oh God, that they shall cry out, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you should save them and set them free, oh God, and put them on, oh God, the path to righteousness, Father God, and the highway to holiness, Father God, to turn back, to not to turn back anymore, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, thrust us forth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let us look back like Lot's wife did, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but let us walk in, Father God, power and authority, hallelujah, that you sanctioned us to walk into, Father God. Let us walk in the greatness, Father God, of who you created us to be, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just thank you. And we want to praise you, and we want to bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we just pray for the fivefold body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We're praying right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, oh, God, reunite, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, restructure the body, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Prepare the body, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your coming, Father God. Oh, of the Lord Jesus, Father God, because you said in your word that you're coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So press those, oh, God, those wrinkles out and cleanse those spots, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And let us walk up right before you're not compromising, Father God, not selling out for filthy lucre, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we want to thank you, oh, God, and we want to bless you, God, for doing it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for blessing the ministries, Father God, the different ministries, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and allowing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The purpose driven, Father God. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for your kingdom, oh, God, to come forth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the vision, Father God, for the houses, oh, God, that you have planted your leaders in, Father God, to come forth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you. And we just want to praise you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, even the things you're working on behind the scenes right now, oh, God. We thank you, God, for testimonies coming forth. Father God, we thank you, God, that somebody's situation just shifted right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody came on this line, oh, God, seeking after you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody came on this line, Father God, needing a touch from you, Father God, needing a change in the situation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that it's already done, oh, God. We thank you, God, that they shall come forth and open their mouth, oh, God. Oh, God, and give you a praise, Father God, a praise report, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you, God. And we thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, oh, God, even while we're even developing the thought, Father God, you've already answered because you had the answer before the foundations of the world, Father God. And we bless you, God, and we thank you, and we pray against all backlash and retaliation because of these prayers, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to your name.
We bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We just thank God for the prayer warriors and intercessors on today. Those who are standing in the gap right now, in the background, we have been praying with us, the intercessors, the show followers, blown through watching and feeling the presence of God in the midst of all that is going on. We're still giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor for who he is to us and in our lives and today. At this time, the Lord gave anyone a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of encouragement, or a praise report, the opportunity to release that. If you're on the blog side, blog talk video side, hit one on your dial. If you're on the content side, all you do is hit star 16, come in. So we won't carry long today. We know that this has been a powerful week. Many things are happening. many things that the Lord is doing for his people. And I know that in the times that we're in, lives are being changed, hearts are being mended, and the people of God need a word from the Lord. And in this time, we know if there's anybody that holds your listening in now, that you have a word of encouragement, you want to share or praise report that you want to release to the people of God. We want to give you the opportunity right now to do that. I just bless the Lord for once again the month of acceleration in the seventh month and the seventh day of 2021 and watching all of the things that God is doing for his people and seeing the powerful presence of God moving in the lives of so many of his people. This is a powerful time. And in these times, we have to be really encouraged, really built up, really walk in the victory, really walk at the level of his strength and his anointing. So at this time, anyone have any of the prayer warriors that pray today, if the Lord gave you something for us, I want to give you the opportunity to release that on today. Anyone? Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Prophet.
God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah, one of your ancestors. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Mary people. Go ahead, woman of God.
Actually came on.
Okay.
He came appearing.
I think your phone is going in and out, woman of God. We can't hear you.
It's off of mute. I don't know what it's doing. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Praise God. Because, excuse me, when I was praying earlier and I was praying, the Lord brought out the word meekness. And in our journey of acceleration, praise the Lord, that we still have to walk in that meekness as he is opening up these new dimensions to us and how he's moving through each and every one of us, so that we need to walk in that meekness along the way. And he also spoke that the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of it. And that's coming to you out of Psalm 37. So I just released that to the people as I was praying. There's an Amber Alert. I don't know if y'all can hear all that. Something's going on in San Antonio. But as I was praying, I heard him say meekness through my tongue. And the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And I could hear the peace as he was bringing a sound through me as I was blowing in the ears of man. And I just thank God for today. It's been such a beautiful day. You know, the numbers today are just so positive, and we need to walk in this victory that he has for us because it's so good. It's so good. Oh, taste and see how good the Lord is. He's so good to us. He's been so bountiful to us, and he has so much more for us as we release that old stuff and walk into this newness that he has for us. So we need to walk in that spirit of meekness as he exalts us in the earth realm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for saying that, woman of God. The meekness of God is a very powerful word right now. Many people are not walking in meekness or even in the love that they say they have. So that's very powerful. Word is coming from you on today. I receive that for myself. I receive that for this line on today and those who are listening in. Amen. Anyone else? The Lord.
Great day.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you.
Bye. Amen. Great day, man of God. We honor the Lord for what he has done and what he's going to do. I am certainly still high and excited, amen, from our conference on the following weekend. We just honor the Lord for your obedience and what you're doing to the body of Christ. Amen. I want to just say personally, man of God, thank you. Thank you for being just not a father to your natural children, being an uncle, a brother to your family, a son to your parents. But thank you for being who you are to us, the body of Christ. My grandmother, I was reminded of my grandmother. She raised us. My mother's mother raised her grandchildren and her family to give people their flowers while they are still living, while they have the Lord, the breath of God flowing through them. So I just want to take this time today to say publicly, thank you. Thank you, man of God, for taking the hit for the home team. Thank you for still loving and covering those who still see fit to somehow want to uncover you. We thank God. We thank God for you, for being a light, for being an example. And I know we like to harp on, no, we're not perfect, you're not perfect. But even in your imperfection, we thank God, man of God, for being who you are. We know that circumstances and situations should have and could have caused you to give up and throw in the towel, but yet you still represent God for who he is. And we thank God again for you being who you are. For the last few days, I kept hearing this song by Miranda Curtis, "We're Under an Open Heaven." I mean, literally, I've been hearing it, playing it day and night. And I want to say we thank God for the open portals. Thank God for growing up, for coming into the spirit of maturity. I want to say this, and I'm going to end on this. There's no way I can speak for me personally. Coming out of the conference, amen, in Harvey, Illinois, man of God, it has shifted me, lifted me, and thrusted me into such a place of maturity till I could never, ever return from that environment to come back to Marion, South Carolina, and be the same. I am no longer the same. I am super excited and thrilled for where God is taking us. And I'm so honored to be a part of LaRon Matthews Ministries. God bless you on today. God bless you.
Amen.
Good afternoon,
the
everyone.
Of the Lord. Oh, my God. The Lord.
This is
the honor of the
Hello?
Lord today. Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Hi, this is the Evangelist Major. That was my the woman that was just speaking is my spiritual grandmother, and I just wanted to get out here on my testimony. When I had came to the conference, and you and man of God had said, sow your seeds into good ground, I didn't really have much money that whole weekend, but it was pressing in my spirit for me to sow all three nights. And the day after I had got back, a couple days after I had got back, I was scheduled to go to my orientation to this college that I was in. And when we was there, we was just looking at the campus and soaking in all the information. And when I came home the next day, as I was sitting there and God told me, he said everything was going to be all right. Oh, God. And he was saying, and he was like, okay, go and check your financial statement in your parent portal. It was a portal that we're supposed to check. And I checked it, and I saw that I had got a scholarship for almost $3,000. And I just thank God for being able to go to your conference and being blessed the way I was blessed.
My goodness. I tell you, man, we just honor the Lord. I'm telling you, I just honor the Lord for what God is doing. Since I left the conference, there's been a lot happening personally for me, against me, more against me than for me. And I was sharing with my administrative staff, my administrator, even shortcomings. And I just said to the Lord, oftentimes don't understand all things, even in my flawness, I don't. You just said some words that have just people that are still trying to uncover you. So you cover them. It was kind of like a place where you get to God and you just said, okay, when you write these books about your life and your story and share with people your life and your story, and you continue to visit places where you where you told people you love them, pray for them, believe them, you want to stand with them, and leave God for them. And we go around these roller coaster rides again and again in life. And, you know, Lord, sometimes in my disobedience, I make decisions and choices. And this is leading up to the praise report of what you shared, and many people share. You know, I went on, rather 21 days ago, and I went on 72 hours, 48 hours, and 72 hours again, another 72 hours leading up to the conference. I was totally fasting. And I recognized the Lord did something for me. I can't speak for anybody else, but for me. And I was sharing with one of my colleagues. I said, you know, I want you to understand this. I wanted to be in a place in God during this conference where I would be so at a place in God where when I touch the people, no one could ever be contaminated. But that's why I wanted to be with God. And I was telling the Lord that. And I said that to the Lord. So whatever is in me, empty it out, take it out, cut it out, burn it out, wipe it out, whip it out, beat it out, take it out. And as God began to take me closer to the conference, I was even getting weak and weak and weak and still had to deal with the people at the same time. With Noah Bell and then our Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry family, at the church, because I celebrate them and I want them to know that I thank God for them. And the more I would go and people would address issues. And I would sit back and just say, Lord, you can handle these things. And before I was preaching, I had a vision. I said, and I just saw myself. I saw me walking, but I saw me behind me and walking and watching me. I don't know if that makes sense, watching me, but walking while watching the other side of me. And that was a place in God. And I could never let myself be shifted by my ignorance and things. However, I'm very authentic when I'm a minister. One of the things the Lord said to me, he said, you open up a portal for the people who could not go for themselves. And since you were willing to do that, I'm willing to trust you and use you in spite of you. And that kind of blew me away hearing that from the Lord. In spite of you, you were able to open up a portal for the people who couldn't open it up for themselves. And saying that, you know, as I fought through for so many men and women of God, and that wasn't just in the conference. I mean, we're talking about those who watch via social media, and the more that should have watched social media due to technical issues with the technology person that was supposed to set up the other media for us. But I just thank God for the praise he said, because this month is going to be a powerful month of acceleration. I'm outside, so please forgive me if you guys can't hear me. This is going to be a powerful month of acceleration and opportunity for so many people. And in this month of acceleration, it's almost like, and I hope this makes sense to people, it's almost like part of the body is still sitting in its portal, because when the woman of God said an open portal, it's still like part of the body is holding its portal open and telling the people, go in, go for yourself. Why? Get what you can do. Grab it. Because you can't do it yourself, but someone's sitting in the gap. So you can do it. And why the realm of the spirit is open to the men and women of God to tap in. These praise reports that's been released is blessing me. It's blessing me to know that the flaw of me, God can still use me. I can see. And to see his people blessed in spite of me is a complimentary place. I don't take God lightly, and I don't take his people lightly. So I thank God for that, woman of God, for being that, because I find that I desire to be a father for many, but I know I can't be. And so I only do what I can to be who God wants me to be. I can't go beyond that. And so I bless the Lord for God allowed me the opportunity while here in the land of the living to be able to step and pray and lift up men and women of God in this time. And yes, the momentum is still going on, but still a foot open. Because this fast have did something so powerful for the people of God. And what many, I don't believe they understand, they get the conference side of the blessing. And they run with the conference side of the blessing and forget the glory side of the blessing that goes further. Because this conference just doesn't extend from June 25th through the 27th. Those portals will open as long as you want to walk in and out of them with the glory and the power of God. And so as some people going back to the norm, God is saying walk into the supernatural. Because you don't need a conference host, prophet, evangelist. You can move into these portals because so many things are being opened to the people of God right now. Anytime you see wind and precipitation and things open like that, it's an open season, open heaven. So walk into those things. So when you said several days after that, you mentioned open that portal and you saw that you had additional money. We ain't seen nothing yet of the addiction of money, resources, people, blessings, and things that they overtake God's people. This is just only the beginning of the many things that God is getting ready to do for his people. So bless you on today. Thank you so much for releasing that and sharing that with us today. Amen.
God bless. Amen. Prophet, can I say something else, please?
Yes, you can. I'm going to ask.
I want to just say this, and I want y'all to keep me in your prayers because I realize what's happening. I know the enemy fought me as well all week long on this word that God allowed me to release to this conference. And, I mean, he really literally just spoke to me, literally was messing with me all week long. But what God reminded me of, God said, remember in November 20th of 1994, he called me in 92, and he released me November of 1994. So I've been in ministry that long length of time. But the point is this. God said, Sandra, he said, you were pastoring from 2000, 2001 up until this year, and my spiritual children was released in the ministry. So God reminded me, he said, where I'm at, where I have you at right now as a prophetess, as an evangelist, he said that's where you started in 94 because your position has been shifted to now that I have my spiritual children pastoring this ministry. He has now thrusted me back to my first love, which is evangelism and being a prophetess. And so my song, the message that he's going to give me, he's giving me, it's totally different from pastoring. And so now I've been thrusted back to my first love, which is evangelism. So with that being said, I make no apology for what God will have me to speak boldly and have me to say from this point on, because my first love, my first commitment, my devotion is as unto the Lord first. So with that being said, I want us to, God told me to just simply let you know, man of God, and all the efforts that you've been making towards ministry, God says, tell him this, keep in mind, keep in remembrance that you cannot father bastards and you cannot father rebels. So with that being said, man of God, go forth in the things of God and do what God has called you to do, making no apologies. We honor you on today from who you are to the body of Christ, and we support you 1,000-fold. God bless you.
Amen, man of God. I just want to share a few things, if that's okay with y'all, right now. I just wanted to share my testimony, a few things.
Amen. Come on in.
Through the conference. So I'm going to start with this. Before we left the conference, I had got some paperwork and stuff. I had to, you know, ship off to Kansas. You know, I shared my testimony with a few others that me and my son got separated for a time. A case came up in Kansas. I went in there pretty much blindsided. It was a fight, but I still knew God had it. So, you know, long story short, I did, you know, end up with my son. I had my son full custody, but due to the nature of the case and the severity of the situation, I wasn't able to get all the documentations in which I needed. So despite me, being from South Carolina, my son is from South Carolina, despite us being from South Carolina, and me having all this paperwork, I have him enrolled in school. He lives with me. He's on my budget for everything that I have. I was trying to get into housing. But they were saying because I didn't have the judge's seal of approval at the time, I couldn't get that. Even some other things I was trying to get pertaining to my son, and I was being told you may have the paperwork, but you don't have the judge's seal of approval and signature. So all I got was just a printed out copy of what I needed. So my son has been back for 2 years now. May 2 years since my son has been home with me. But what was taking place is like every time I wanted to, y'all was trying to get something pertaining to me and my son so that we can acquire housing or whatever else we needed, there was always a fight. So little by little, stuff started getting opened up for me. I was able to receive this thing, that thing. But when it came down to the judge's seal of approval, I was trying to get back in contact with the people who worked the case. I was trying to get in contact with the judges, the judge himself or herself. So I happened to make contact with one of the judge's administrators. And, she was able to send me some information. And I was able to fax off everything that I needed with a letter explaining, the case of the situation and everything. Because I still have all these documents pertaining to my son's case. And so I got the case number, the case name, everything pertaining to that. I've been holding on to that just in case any situation were to come up. I know that I have all my documents. But while we were at the conference, I remember it was that Sunday evening. I know we were just kind of sitting around a little bit, hanging back for a little bit. And I leaned back just slightly in my seat. And in that moment, I felt myself laying comfortably in the bed. I immediately started the revelation, okay, God, this is it. I know when I get back, I'm going to be able to get what I need so that me and my son can, we can breathe easier. We can live a little more comfortably than what we are. So that Friday, we got back Tuesday, but I called, I want to say that was that Thursday or Friday, I called, and another administrator, she happened to answer the phone, and she had forwarded, my email information to the clerk. And the clerk claims he did not receive the fax information. So I didn't feel the type of like, okay, God, ain't no way God showed me this. I began to become excited. I was like, no, God wouldn't show me being able to be comfortable in a home-like setting if it was, I just knew that wasn't the case. I knew the enemy, even with that, was trying to get me riled up because the same fax information I said it was the correct information. So I began to email the clerk back and forth. I asked him some questions. Still went back to our local library, refaxed the information. It was the same fax number. And so within an hour after that, the clerk forwards me the information. He sends me not just my fax information, but he sends me a digital copy of the judge's two paper work from the judge with the nature of the case and with the judge's seal of approval and signature. And then me and my son, we had to go to the post office today. And sure enough, when we got to the post office, hit the P.O. box, there was a slip saying that that something did come for me. So I took it to the front desk, and sure enough, the paperwork was there. So, of course, before I left, I opened it up, make sure it is what it is. And I'm going to say, even in the midst of that, as I was sharing with my assistant pastor and my pastor and my sister pastor, her family, I was sharing with them the information I got back. My assistant pastor immediately begins to celebrate my victory, begins to celebrate. And so what God shared with me on that day is that you must be amongst people who can celebrate your victory for you. Even down to me, I must celebrate other people's victory too, because in that way you begin to walk into your own victory. So even though people may feel that they're losing now, when you celebrate others, then I know for a fact your time will come. You know, God had me share a word with a young lady, and God told me to tell her, you know, because God will work with me too. It's like the moment we got back, you know. Now, I'm not an overzealous person, but God, when God has been, how God has been dealing with me with certain stuff, once he get released from me to say something, he puts a time stamp on it. You got till this day. You got till that day. Some people I might got to maybe by the end of the week. Some folks I got that day. Don't let the sun go down and you didn't tell this person this word here. So I'm not an overzealous person, but even God's been working with me. And I know one of the things God's had me ask this one young lady was, aren't you tired of losing? You know, and I might sound harsh to some ears to some, but, you know, this is the severity of the season we're in with God. You know, you must celebrate others to gain your victory. And, I mean, we're in a season when I say that God is not playing, whether you save or unsaved. You know, and I know this conference, I know I needed it. You know, I say once again, I thank God even down for the wording, the name of the conference. It was the lifeline. You know, God was dealing with me. I need you to get your life. You know, that might sound, you know, again, some folks that might sound harsh, but I'm a person, you got to talk a little stern with me at times to get me to actually move. And I may not be right, but that's how I am. And that's how God deals with me at times. You know, God talks to me stern. But pertaining even to the conference, God was like, no, I need you to get your life. I need something's going to have to break in you, you know. And so I even thank God for the mentorship which took place during the conference. You know, I say once again, I thank God for the different men of God, whether it was Brother Shannon, Elder Hunter, Apostle Simmons, Pastor Flowers, even down to you, man of God. I truly thank God for the mentorship, because it was for me to see that something had to shift, something had to break in me for me to, or in order for me to even gain my victory, you know. And I'll share with a few people that I had a revelation that occurred to me on Sunday morning. But the revelation that God told me, I'm going to get right to it, was that how dare you go down when I'm calling you to go up. So right now, no matter what it may look like, you know, I know a lot of people say this is your winning season. This really is your winning season. I know we've been saying elevation, even down to uncharted realms. I know God has literally taken us, the people of God, into some places. Even down to the unsaved, there's some things that he's even opening up for those who are unsaved. But I know it's going to take being saved, and then it's going to even take being delivered. You know, so I know God has been delivering me for some things, you know, even down to me, but standing to myself. I know people, they tell me, oh, you're doing a great job being a father and, you know, this and that and the third. But even God was dealing with me with that. God was like, you know, when you return and you get your son, you know, you need to listen. God was telling me that I need to humble myself down and listen. Allow my child to express. And I'm going to share this one last thing, man of God. I did get into your book. It took me a minute to get into it because I was really trying to prepare myself for what I was about to read. And I'm going to tell you, when I've gotten a little bit in chapter 3, but I'm going to tell you, chapter 2, I had a moment. I was reading chapter 2, and, you know, I'm a person, if once I become attached to something, you know, especially when it comes down to a book, even down to my Bible, I actually will make notations and documents. I go in the highlight. So I actually turned it into somewhat of a study for myself, because even in chapter 2, you know, I found myself in chapter 2 in Little Boy Under the Bed. You know, I literally had found myself. And so even when you ministered me Saturday night, pertaining to myself at that age of 5 and 6, you know, being in that corner to myself, you know, I may not was necessarily under the bed, but I would be in the corner. I mean, as a child, I would even go into the woods. I needed that solitude. Sometimes through the loneliness would feel kind of sickening, but sometimes that was my only comfort, you know. So, and I thought about sharing that with you the other day, but I was like, no, I say, God, I don't want to do it out of an emotion. Because, I mean, and I say I was really finding myself in that chapter 2. I was, and I mean, who knows, I might find myself in some more chapters. But I knew that chapter 2, I had to say, man of God, that got me. I just want to say I thank God for you, I honor God for you, because I know it takes a lot to even share that much of yourself. I mean, I'm not a person that I usually share a whole lot about myself, but I know it's from the grace of God, because I know my testimony can be the testimony of other people, you know. So I even thank God for you even willing to share and write this book. I mean, that's it was very deep. It, you know, and it's title of it, Love the Unfinished Chapter. So I just want to say I thank God for the victory that I'm going to say that we have won. And I want to say I thank God for the fellowship. I thank God for the mentorship. And even that's you being a spiritual father. And, I'm getting there because I tell people, you know, I was sharing with my pastor. I say it's amazing that I'm learning more how to be a father, but I never really learned how to be a son. So, I've been thanking God for, you know, your patience, you know, with me. I thank God just for everything, for even being able to get to know a man of God like you. Because, I mean, some years ago, I would not see myself in this place, be it a pastor or being around people who are hungry and thirsty for God. So that was a whole lot that was said, but I'd rather say it now than sit there and not say it later. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, man of God, for sharing that. I'm full. I didn't say that. I'm full right now. And when I say I'm full because what I'm going to do right now.
Then use the left 2 lanes to turn left onto US 41 North.
We just bless the Lord. Blessing the Lord. I just thank God for the hand of the Lord. Thank you for all you all, the praises for. Thank you. I just bless the Lord. I don't take it lightly what people share. But thank you, man of God. Thank you, women of God. Thank you for sharing that. Because when you leave these events, the retaliatory realm coming back down, it's a battle. It's a battle, you know, coming back down to the norm. And when you're coming back down to the norm, you're vulnerable. It's always important to have the right people at a vulnerable time. Because people are still pulling on you while you're vulnerable. And anything can happen when you're coming down, because people still want you to be up here when you're really coming down to be who you are. So I thank God that, and maybe that's one thing I could share with leaders, that oftentimes when you're at the Mount Glory and Honor and coming back down to the valley, I call it between humanity, or between eternity and insanity. But coming back down, you got to deal with the insanity of life. You got to make those adjustments to ministry people and the lives of the people. So I just bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing for his people and the opportunity to serve God's people and to be there. And I just don't have words. I just thank God for the saints of God. Thank God for sharing that with me. The stress is great. It's very heavy. Bless the Lord for the people of God, those who really support us and stand with us. There's many that really don't understand the depths of what we go through. Thank you so much. Thank God for you.
Bless you doing today, man of God.
Yeah, bless you, man of God. Thank you, Prophet. Bless you, man of God. Bless
you,
man.
Man, I just want to come in and share a quick testimony. I hear the testimony is going on that what God is doing concerning his people, and certainly we're walking out the prophetic word that God has released through you, man of God, of acceleration. And God, he certainly, he's moving quickly too. Even as we return from the conference, which I call revival, that took place, and it did take place. Let me say this before I get in and share my testimony right quick. Man of God, and to the other kingdom leaders, we have those that would tolerate us, but God would set people in your life, man, that would celebrate you, doctor, that would celebrate you. You have those that would tolerate you, come common with you, but really you will have authentic people in your life, man, in the midst of your flawedness, that will celebrate you, will give honor where honor is due. You know, the word teaches us about giving honor where honor is due. And so many people will hold your shortcomings, hold your mistakes and all the different things that you have done in the past, or even that what you did yesterday, they'll hold it against you. And I always remind them, man, if the table or the ball was in your court and it happened to you, wouldn't you still want somebody to be there for you? God still look beyond all your faults and see your every need, even though they hold us to a higher standard as men and women of God that, you know, are leading. I understand from that place, but we're still human. We make mistakes. But I just want to let you know, encourage you as well, as much as we dialogue, that you do have men and women of God, people of God, that do celebrate you, man of God, because, again, you are a gift to the body of Christ. Whether people want to look at your flawness and hold you in that space with them, amen, you have those that will celebrate you. Give honor to Pastor Aaron, to Overseer Gaining, to all the other men and women of God, the intercessors that pray, Prophetess Tracy, and the woman of God, amen, sounding that sound, releasing that sound. My God, that sound. Something about that sound. My God. Amen. We bless God for you. But through my testimony, me and my wife both can share this from this place, man. God is moving. Man, I had some debt cancellation, overturning up some things there through this fast, 21-day fast, and then, you know, experiencing in this conference, man. Get back on Monday and Tuesday, man, get phone calls and messages, man, that, you know, here we go. Debt cancellation, thank God for it. And I know that you prophesied a prophet that it will be taking place, and it's definitely taking place. People of God, I'm telling you, you're in that window now. That's what God is doing. I call it the second phase. We're in the first phase of the building that we're in, you know, even though it belonged to somebody else. And all I made a vow to God when we left, amen, the last two locations that we were in, that what we weren't actually in ownership, but I made a vow to God I want to own. And I believe God has heard my cry, heard my plea. Amen. We're just in part one or phase one of becoming ownership of this location that we're in now. And I believe many locations that God is going to give us for the work, because he know our heart is made ready. Our heart is right before him. It ain't where we're in it for material gain. It ain't in it trying to make our name great. But we're bringing glory to God that we will bless many people's lives. So I just ask y'all to continue to pray for us, man, that we will walk humbly before what God is doing. And he's certainly showing himself strong and mighty in and through our lives. We see the manifestation of the miracles. I heard Overseer Gainey said about that song, Open Heaven. We are under it. Open heaven. We played it Sunday too, woman of God. We're under that open heaven. You can rest assured. Amen. You can take that check to the bank and cash it. Amen. You got to worry about it bouncing. We're under that open heaven. So I just want to share that, man of God, and to the people of God, be encouraged. God is moving for his people. And I'm excited. And I'm in the wind of it. Amen. So I just bless the Lord on today. Thank God for you, man.
And bless you too, Apostle. Amen. And your wife into the ministry there, and to all of those that came down and showed their support in numbers from Virginia, Hampton, Virginia, Newport News, that region, to come and travel to be with us. We thank God for you. We thank God for the divine connection, fellowship, and the friendship that has been established for a little bit over 5 years now, I believe, maybe a little bit more. We just thank God for you all and greatness of God in on you all. Thank you so much, man of God. Bless you on today. Blessing God. Bless the Lord. bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We honor the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Glorify. Bless in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come from the strength that comes from the people of God. We're blessing you all today. Thank you for your prayers and standing with us too. And lives that will change. Bless God for it today.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Matthews. God bless you on today. God bless all the people of God on today. I just wanted to release that God has given in for you. And he says that you are safe. Safety is all around you. Angelic hosts are with you everywhere you go. They're even with you right now. They're with you right now. And even as I was praying, and he said that when you plant your feet on the ground, excuse me, each day they prepare the ground for you to walk on. They're with you, all around you, all around you, all around you all the time. You will not fail. He said, don't fret, don't worry. Some are waiting for you to fail. Some have tried to dig pits for you to trip up in. Some have laid out snares. But he said he's giving you the ability to leap over those snares and leap over those pits. And he said those that have dug the pits for you and laid out the snares, they're going to fall in their own pit. They're going to be ensnared in their own snares. And he said that he's heard your petitions. He said a yes to all your petitions. Everything that you have up before him, every single thing he said yes to. He said in this hour, in this time, in this season of your life from here on out, he said everything you put your hands to is going to prosper. And he said that thinking not strange that the title of the conference was that you stood the test of time, because he said you, LaRon Matthews, has truly stood the test of time. He said you passed the test of all the times of testing in your life. And then he said your finances, he's increasing your finances. He said right now your finances are increasing. He said you're going to wake up in your accounts and see the increase, see divine increase. And even as he said saying that right now, I'm like in the treasury room. Up in the treasury room in heaven, and I hear Masatarasi Ken that also kubasikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikik the treasury, the treasure, the teller is tapping out funds for you right now, right now. And there's a divine transfer of wealth, my God, being released to you right now, and it shall manifest swiftly, saith God, swiftly, saith God, swiftly, saith God. And he said, your reward on this earth shall be great. You shall see his goodness in this here land of the living. Your reward on the earth shall be great, and there's already treasure stored up in heaven, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, when the time of your exit from the earth comes. Hallelujah. And that's the word of the Lord for you. And I thank God for you. God bless you. I appreciate you, all that you have done for me in my life and poured over, prayed over my family. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, listen. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and the things that God has used you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, to just speak over me and my children. Amen, and God bless you. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord for you, woman of God. Bless the Lord for you, Apostle Simmons, Dr. Danny, Pastor Maya, the young lady, Pastor Liz Potter. Bless the Lord for you. Thank you all on today. Good. Much needed words in a much challenging time.
God bless you.
On today. Bless you, Lord.
Most High God bless you. God bless you, Prophet Matthew.
God bless you,
Sister Donna. I'm not going to draw back. I'm going to share what God showed me in a dream. In the dream, you were in a convertible. A convertible. It was a nice convertible. What kind of convertible it was, I don't know. But it was a convertible. And there were many people around, and you said that you were ready to go. And the people were tearing. They weren't moving fast enough. Golf in that convertible. And I said, okay, Lord God, what does that mean? That you were in a convertible and you took off in it because the people were tearing. You said you were ready to go and they were tearing and you took off in the convertible. You know how dust and rocks shoot up?
Yeah.
That's how you took off in that convertible, really fast. So God bless you. I just wanted to share that. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Donna. Thank you so much. Man, I received that. Thank you so very much.
Amen.
There is an acceleration, as I said, to many of the people in this season. Things are moving very fast. And the Lord is playing a way for many. We just stay on that path, stay in that lane. He's doing it for so many of them. We just have to continue to stay steadfast. And you're moving on the things of him and watch him move for him. I just bless the Lord for all that he's doing for the people of God. We all are moving in that place in God and trying to reach that place in him. And those who see the sound of acceleration, see the sound of God moving, you know, seize the moment. And he said, we receive the moment God is doing anything for the blame. You want to make this? Yeah. I thank God. Well, thank you for releasing that word to us. Thank you. And as for many people, the God is, things are moving really fast in this season. They're going fast. That's why we all encountering destruction. That's what the word said in James, I believe, 1 or 2, James 1. Count it all though when you fall into divers and many types of temptations, knowing that the working of your the challenge, make it patient. And we have to be steadfast in it. I thank God for the same thing. Thank you all. We're blessing the Lord for you. We give God praise, glory, and honor to everybody here and then on the saints and the people of God. Amen. Bless the Lord to me. I appreciate the praise report because sometimes you don't feel the worthiness of things. But I just thank God that it's by the grace of God, he's doing what he's doing for the people. I bless the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you all this day for allowing the will of the Lord to be done. The Lord is to manifest through the vessels that he's using. In the season, we just give God all the praise. Minister Brian, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Bless you. Is anything on the blog side? Coming on the blog side?
No, sir.
All
the lines are clear.
Okay.
On the blog, but if I can make a couple of announcements.
I didn't hear you mention that.
So I could play an announcement and make a couple of announcements.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in, Minister Lamar. Thank you.
Get ready for the prophetic experience. The three-night prophetic experience. Upper Room Intern Deliverance Ministry presents a three-night prophetic experience. July 21st through 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. nightly at 6008B East Shirley Lane, Montgomery, Alabama. Get ready. Get ready. Your host for this event, Bishop Derek and elect Lady Evelyn Hooks, your keynote speaker. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries of Harvey, Illinois. The three-night prophetic experience. July 21st through 23rd, 2021, 7 p.m. nightly. You don't want to miss this. Upper Room Intern Deliverance Ministries. A three-night prophetic experience you don't want to miss. Meet us at 6008B East Shirley Lane in Montgomery, Alabama. Spread the word. Tell someone to tell someone to come on in for this three-night prophetic experience with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. July 21st through 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. nightly. You don't want to miss it. Come and get your blessing.
Also, if you mark your dates, August the 6th, 2021, Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker at First Pentecost Assemblies International Church at 14543-59 in Green Street there in Harvey, Illinois, where Bishop Owens is the host pastor, and they're getting ready for their anniversary celebration August 19th, 20th, and the 21st. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Brownsville, New Jersey. He's headed to Pilgrim School Gospel Ministries, 379 Lakehurst Road in Brownsville, New Jersey, where Pastor Benjamin Cole is the host pastor. Pastor Kathy Griffith is the assistant pastor. For more information, call 267-767-6511. September 18th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to San Antonio, Texas, hosted by Sister Tina Rice, Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love, at the Lifestyle Hair Studio, LLC, 5520 Walton Road, Suite 102, San Antonio, Texas. For more information, you can call 726-444-0060. Also, the Family Values Conference and the birthday celebration. We're getting ready for that as well. The month of October, more information is forthcoming on that as well. If you desire more information about any of these announcements, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027 or 334-440-6152. Or you can contact the local ministry at 708-825-1988. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you, Administrator. Keith O'Brien, thank you. And our Administrator, Finance Ministry, for the support that you bring to the local church as well as the great pastor. All right, anyone else, any final words? All right. Well, you can get a copy of today's prayer in its entirety available to any one of us today. Those who want a copy of the prayer that I've been reading, please, available to you in go to blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.com/blogtal platforms to you and you to listen to at your leisure, to be shared with others, that they may be blessed and that they may receive as well on today. And those who are fasting with us on today, every Wednesday we're fasting, and we leave it open for many of the men and women of God that desire to stand with us fast. Bring God with us during this fast time. Join us in the fast. Part of the fast. God has given us hope. Connect with us. Part of the fast. Wednesday. 10 to 6 p.m. You can do the 24-hour fast. We just bless the Lord to those who join us and become part of the process of the fast. God has given us standing again. Amen. All right, people of God. Thank you once again, great leaders and great vessels and men and women of God. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support on today. Amen. All right, y'all have a phenomenal day, and the Lord continue to walk in the power of his hand, stay in the presence of his hand, let the glory of his hand manifest.
manifest in your life and through your life because of the word of the Lord God. Amen. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in accordance to my prayer for you all today. God bless.
To me. Get ready for the prophetic experience. The three-night prophetic experience. Upper Room End Time Deliverance Ministry presents a three-night prophetic experience. July 21st through 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. nightly at 6008B East Shirley Lane, Montgomery, Alabama. Get ready. Get ready. Your host for this event, Bishop Derek and elect Lady Evelyn Hooks, your keynote speaker. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries of Harvey, Illinois. The three-night prophetic experience. July 21st through 23rd, 2021, 7 p.m. nightly. You don't want to miss this. Upper Room End Time Deliverance Ministries. A three-night prophetic experience you don't want to miss. Meet us at 6008B East Shirley Lane in Montgomery, Alabama. Spread the word. Tell someone to come on in for this three-night prophetic experience with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. July 21st through 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. nightly. You don't want to miss it. Come and get your blessing.